This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
All right, we are live. SmackDown off the air. I messed up and put Rampage on there. I forgot it was on at 5:30 today. So I did miss that. Watching game 6 right now. Panthers and Capitals tied at 6. And it's a great day. SmackDown, not all that exciting. Got a little exciting there at the end with Riddle throwing the knee on Roman. But if you've been hearing the rumors about Roman Reigns, you know that pretty much now he is a Boss B. Good evening, sir. How are we doing? Roman's going to be basically doing just TV and the big stadium pay-per-views. He's actually, I believe, been removed from the next pay-per-view, as a matter of fact. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out for WWE. Because, again, you know, look, the blueprint's already been there by WWE when Brock Lesnar was the champion. And Brock didn't even show up on TV. Supposedly Roman's going to be at TV still. He's just not going to be working the dates on the house shows and other things like that. And supposedly there's going to be a 10-week sabbatical. We'll see what that leads to. But we'll ultimately see. There's been talk of him dropping the belt to McIntyre at the Clash at the Castle. We'll see. I mean, again, no idea what they're thinking or what they're going to do. My daughter watched with me. Her name Isabella, and she says hi Isabella, how you doing? Thank you for tuning into the Squared Circle Digest and also watching some SmackDown. Boss B parenting 101, get him in on the wrestling. I like it. Steve chimes in, what's up Sean? Going back and forth between SmackDown and my Celtics, look like we might hold on tonight. I saw them a little bit ago, they were up by 9 at the time. I don't want to jinx them, Steve, so I'm not going to say nothing. Hopefully they will hold on. Hopefully they'll hold on. Let's see what happens. Like I said, the SmackDown tonight, nothing earth-shattering, right? Nothing that you just had to say. She likes Sasha Banks. That's a smart choice. It's a smart choice. I would dig in with the Sasha Banks as well. You can't go wrong with the blueprint. Boss. What she got? She got almost as many nicknames as Charlotte Flair. So it started with Riddle and Sami Zayn. Interesting to see what they're doing with Sami Zayn. I think he's going to kind of fill in and be that mouthpiece for the bloodline, just kind of the comedic route. And we'll see where it plays out. I know here in July, they have him facing Drew McIntyre. So ultimately, somehow, Sami Zayn is going to figure into this, I believe. I don't know if it's going to be a title picture. I don't know. I honestly don't know how they're going to work the title. Do they leave it on Roman Reigns all this time? Do they end up having him drop it? Because I said before, if you have him drop the title, you kind of do away with everything you've done. And I don't know that they have to take the title off of him. I think it can work with him doing, you know, the TVs, the big stadium pay-per-views and things like that. I think you can make it work. You can make it work. And then plus there's more buildup. They worked with the Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin. We'll see where this leads. I mean, I think it should have been Madcap Moss getting the victory over him and kind of moving on past Corbin and just going to something new. I'm a little tired of seeing the Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss thing already. I do like the fact that they finally had the WWE Tag Team Women's titles on the line tonight. That was pretty good. Unfortunately, I didn't see the whole match. I lost connection on my tablet, and I ended up having to flip back and forth and to check on the Panthers game. And right now they're 2-2 with 6:15 to go in the third period. It was a sick move with the chair and the trophy, boss. But yeah, and it'll be interesting to see because, again, the interesting thing is back in the day, and not even back in the day. I mean, they used to do it a little more recent as well, is when that move used to happen, you would get the blood, you know, coming out from the throat, like they crushed everything. This, he was kind of holding his chest. So we'll see. We'll see what they do with it. You know, maybe they need to take Madcap Moss off TV for a little bit. Maybe he's got something going on. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. So we'll see what stories come out. And the Panthers just scored to take a 3-2 lead, by the way. 5:43 to go. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. I said I was going to watch AEW, but I totally forgot that Rampage was at 5:30 today because of the games, the hockey games actually on TV. So my fault on that. I will we'll try to do better. Steve said I was sick of Madcap and Happy the first time I saw them. I thought they were a great pair together. And then when you break them up and then you have Madcap beat them, then let's just move on. Let's just move it along. Let's move it along and go. Now you've done this. Ultimately, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do Hell in a Cell this year. I think ultimately I've heard Cody and Seth is going to be Hell in a Cell. I hope they don't do the one thing where it's like every match is in Hell in a Cell, because to me, with what just happened between Madcap Moss, I mean, you know, that scene is trying to end your career, right? So ultimately, you want the ultimate revenge, to me, would be to a cage match where you can't run or something like that. I hope they're not leading to, like, the pay-per-view being all Hell in a Cell matches. You know, I just, not saying that's what's going to happen. I just, you know, to me, if you're doing that injury and that particular move, the way they did it, the payoff has to be like a cage match or something. It can't just be, oh, I'm going to challenge you to a one-on-one match. No, you just tried to end my career, man. You know, and that gets back to the whole thing of the creative, the storytelling, and everything like that. Yeah, they're having a cage match with, it's Lashley and Omos. Almost, or however it is. I'm not too excited about that cage match. I'm really not, man. I love Lashley, and I think Almost is going to be something. I just think, you know, most of it is because of MVP's interference, so it's ultimately going to believe Lashley wants to keep MVP out. Ultimately, you know what's going to happen. MVP's probably going to get in the cage and wreak hell, or even from the outside or something, and we'll see what happens from there. But, you know, actually, you probably see Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin get involved in the cage match, I'm sure, some way there. So, you know, things have changed a lot. But to me, with the injury that happened to Madcap Moss, that's a career ender, or you're trying to end my career. So I want the most revenge. And to me, the most revenge would be a Hell in a Cell. So, is that where they're going? I have no idea. But ultimately, you know, again, you got cage matches now on TV all the time and everything else. So a lot of the stuff that, you know, ended feuds are no longer ending feuds. And it goes back to old time wrestling. I mean, I remember when a suplex was Harley Race's finisher. Could you imagine somebody losing to a suplex today? Hell, Cowboy Bob Orton went to the superplex and was pinning people. Now you jump off a building and you land on somebody and they kick out. You know, I mean, it's a bunch of super people, superheroes going on in here in this wrestling thing. For me, it's a tough sell for Lashley to have a chance against Omos. See, that's right. I think you're wrong with that. I mean, Almost hasn't shown that monster. Again, if they would have built him up with the Veer, the way they built up Veer and kind of, you know, the monster and crushing people and things like that. Just, I mean, again, remember, Lashley already beat Omos at WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? So he's been beaten. It's not like he can't beat him, you know? And so, and I think that was the right move by WWE too, by the way, bringing back Lashley and having him beat Omos. I think they're both put in a bad situation. I don't know if Lashley should have been that opponent at WrestleMania, but I understand what they were doing. leading into this rivalry between MVP and Lashley now. So again, it is what it is. I mean, and the thing with WWE, in a way, they know they can put whatever out there and people are going to watch it, man. People are loyal to that brand. I mean, I even put, I put out the poll and I asked, you know, what did you think of the WWE pay-per-view? And it was 80% A. It was A, B, C, and then I just put not worth watching as the thing down there. But it's like, I thought the pay-per-view was good. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was a good pay-per-view. I don't know that it was an A. You know, I mean, I just, maybe I'm being, you know, a harsh grader. Maybe I'm, you know, for those that watch the show during the day, I'm getting my inner Joe Shad coming out on me, and I'm not going to give anything a 5-star or a 4-star or anything like that. But to me, overall, were there some A matches in there? Hell yeah. But overall, you know, I mean, again, I'm not all WWE. I'm not all AEW. I'm not all Impact. I'm not all, you know, MLW. I'm not all Ring of Honor. I'm not all, you know, go on down the list of any, you know, federation you have there. So, but to me, I thought the pay-per-view, it was good. I would say it was a B, you know, a B plus maybe. It wasn't an A, but you know, again, you have your group of fans where whatever WWE does, it's the shiznit. And then whatever AEW does, the fans, WWE side of it says, oh, that's terrible. That's garbage. And the AEW fans say, that is the best thing I've seen since last AEW Dynamite. And Boss B, I had to catch myself. I forgot you said your daughter was watching. Oh, so again, you know, it goes back to, Boss said, just a heads up, there's a show on Boca Raton on Sunday at 6. Yeah. I might try to actually make it out to that one. I don't know that I will be able to. This weekend's a little tough. Finally getting caught up on a lot of excess work that I've had left over since the Vegas trip. There's still some stuff have to get edited and everything like that. We've got the visit to the Pinball Hall of Fame. We've got the visit to the Hoover Dam and the Pat Tillman Memorial Bridge. So a lot of stuff. 147 to go. Panthers still lead. And Capitals have pulled the goalie. So it's an empty net now. We'll see what happens here. Can the Cats close it out tonight? And another thing, you know, I mean, there's a lot of shows coming up, I believe, here in the South Florida area. I know Boss B just said about Boca Raton. I think CCW's got a show. I think Magic City has a show coming up. So some good, just right here in the, you know, base South Florida area. And then I think Boss B said there's another federation that's running up in Vero, I believe it was. So again, there's a lot of wrestling right here, just in South Florida, man. And we'll see what happens, man. I just, with the way AEW's going, I mean, now rumors come out that MJF's not happy. He's leaning toward leaving AEW. He still got till, I think, 2023 on his deal. So he's there for a little while. Things can change, but apparently he's not happy either with the money number. And again, going off reports, you know, but Cody left over not being happy with money. If you lose MJF, it's over money. So ultimately there's going to have to be some kind of changes in the wrestling, you know, landscape in a way, because this isn't going to work forever. I mean, again, they were talking about the ratings on TV. And the one thing that, you know, I mean, probably seems pretty obvious that should be is that, because everybody's like, oh, wrestling will never be what it used to be. Boss B just came in. It's Ignite Championship Wrestling May 21st at noon at the Walking Tree Brewery. So again, that's right up the, you know, right up 95 there in Vero. So you can hit that as well. But the one thing that is going on that I see in wrestling, and it's kind of, you know, again, everybody's talking about, will wrestling ratings get back to what they were before? And the easy answer is no. And the reason of that is that, and I didn't even think about this end of it, but I was listening to a conversation on the, you know, the wrestling Twitter, and Dave Meltzer kind of, you know, threw it out there, was that, like, there's not as many people that have TV anymore, cable. You know, a lot of people watch YouTube. A lot of people watch Netflix. A lot of people don't have the cable channel that necessarily these shows are on. So that's already going to, you know, lower that number down from what it was back in the day. And again, when you're talking about this right now, you're talking 21 years ago. Think about that. The Monday Night Wars it ended when WWE bought WCW in 2001. So the wars were, you know, before that. So you're looking at almost 23, 24, 25 years. Think of how much, you know, viewing has changed. And every day. Right? Yeah, you know, as I said, Netflix, you've got YouTube TV now. You got Hulu Live. You got all these things, different ways to watch everything, and it's one of those things to where, and we're going to have to check this out here, but the Capitals looks like they just scored to tie it up 3-3. Oh, man. Here we go. But as I was saying, there's just so much, you know, so much different opportunities now for wrestling and viewerships now. And also, you know, back in when I wrestled in the independents, man, you basically, what they did was they recorded the show and either they uploaded it to, at the end, YouTube, you know, some matches, or they put it on a DVD and then they would sell them at the next show. So you could get, you know, the complete show on a DVD. You know, those were some of the things. And then that was kind of like, oh, wow, we're doing something, you know, a little bit different, something a little bit new for what, you know, again, as independents, then you're looking at it and saying, wow, okay. But there's just so many different avenues to watch it now. It'll never be, you know, one, it's just not as popular as, you know, pop culture as it was in that time. Remember, it was cool to be, you know, Stone Cold, the sayings they were saying in high schools, NWO, you know, all that stuff. They were, you know, in the pop culture. You don't have a lot of, you know, maybe Roman Reigns today would be a little bit, you know, but other than that, what else do you have? You know, that is really technically, you know, getting into the pop culture. You're starting to see the one, you know, getting raised up a little bit there, you know? So I'm starting to think Ezekiel does have a brother named Elias, bro. It is. What are you talking about, man? Ezekiel is the younger brother of Elias. Why is nobody believing this? And even KO came out, his older brother, Ken, came out, and then the next day, there's a picture of Kevin Owens with his brother Ken at a wedding. I don't get what everybody's not understanding. Ezekiel is the younger brother of Elias. I don't know what everybody's missing in that whole thing. I don't know what they're missing. Yeah, Roman got nailed. Roman got nailed by that knee at the end. That was pretty good, damn good. It was pretty good. I forgot to mention I graduated from the same school as Raven. Oh, nice, Blossomy. Nice, nice. How do you like Pat McAfee announcing? I think it's refreshing. I think it's awesome. I'm just happy they don't handcuff him. I'm glad, you know, the whole thing with Nakamura entrance when Boogs and all them used to come out and he would do his things. I just think it's so refreshing to be, to hear him talk and just say, you know, I won't say whatever the hell he wants to say, but he says it in the Pat McAfee way. You know what I'm saying? It's not robotic, and it's not, you know, I like him and I like Corey Graves, dude. I love what Corey Graves does. The transition he did from a wrestler to an announcer has been phenomenal. Yeah, I know, Cast for Life. I'm watching it too. 41 seconds to go. They're down in the Panthers side of the ice right now. And we'll see what happens here. 30 seconds to go, so we'll see. Let's see. Steve says, when I stopped watching 20 years ago, it's because it was so bad it was unwatchable. I was pleasantly surprised when it came back. It's much better than I was expecting. WWE, I'm talking about. Yeah, no, I mean, look, a lot of people are not happy with WWE, and that's why AEW is kind of, you know, built. Whatever you don't like about WWE, we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things. And again, WWE is not everybody's cup of tea. It's not the old school wrestling. Vince McMahon came up with a thing and said, we're going PG. And he stuck to his guns. And Vince also has a idea of what a moneymaker is. A moneymaker is a 6'5", 6'9", 303-pound muscle jacked athlete. That is who my belt will be on. That's who he's going to put his belt on. And it works for him. Will he put the belt on other people at times? Yes, but they are just placeholders. They're placeholders to get it to the next person. And look, whether you like it or not, Vince has been successful as hell. Not just in wrestling, in the entertainment business. WWE went from WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, to World Wrestling Entertainment. And I get it, because they were getting sued by WWF. They had to change it anyways. But he made it into an entertainment conglomerate now. They do music. They do movies. They do a lot of other stuff. They've made it an entertainment company that is spearheaded by their wrestling branch. You know, and that's another thing too with this whole thing is that I think Vince McMahon with his partners, they know what they're getting with Vince McMahon, right? You know what you're getting with Vince McMahon when you go into your TV rights deals and all this other stuff. The president of TNT, I believe, stepped down today. I believe it's official today. A new person is stepping in now. The last time this happened with WCW, there was a lot of changes going on. And then that's where the rights to censor and all that stuff came in, because they started sending all this stuff like, you can't do this, you can't have this, you can't play this, you can't, you know, and it's going to be interesting now to see, does any of this change? And it may not affect AEW. It may not, but the new person coming in has already said they want to make their entertainment more family oriented. And a guy jumping off a ladder and through another guy and into chairs, to me, is not family oriented. So it's going to be interesting. And then the blood on the Dynamites, I don't know if you're going to see that anymore as well. And again, will it trickle down to TNT? Or will it trickle down to AEW from there? Are they going to say, you know what, you guys are doing good in your stuff, keep it moving. But if ratings get below a certain point, then we step in. It's again, AEW's in the infant stages. They don't have that, you know, 30 years or 20 years of, you know, history to back them up. They've had 2 years on TV. That's all they get to play with. Vince has got 30 years on different networks and everything else to throw at these executives and be like, my programming works. There you go. Here's the eyes you'll have on you. Is it as many as it was before? No. But the sponsorships are there, and you're starting to see more sponsorships kind of rolling through, right? They're doing the thing with Progressive now where you get the progressive flow of the week. You get, you know, you're going to see a lot of that come back. I remember when the pay-per-views used to be sponsored by Snickers and everything else. I mean, all that's going to start coming back. You're going to start seeing money just kind of flowing through here. And again, their first quarter revenue came out $334 million. I mean, come on. And they didn't even had, was the Saudi show on this or was that last year? Was that in the first quarter this year, the Saudi show? Because if that wasn't, they have one coming up. That's 50. They get $55 million every time they do a Saudi show, man. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. Cat for Life says, Otis cracks me up every time he runs after people. Dude, Otis is my favorite, man.
Hold on, let me see if I got
my Otis, Money in the Bank. I like the fact, though, they made him tougher now, though. I like the killer Otis better. Although the stuff he did with Mandy was pretty damn good. Don't know how I feel about Edge and his bit, kind of gothic meets Blade meet. You know, I mean, they're calling it Judgment Day is the name of the group with him, Rhea, and Damian Priest. And look, man, I think it's good. It's a good rub for Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest. And look, Edge can, you know, kind of do the pay-per-views, let Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley kind of take the beating up through the thing. And Kenshawn, good night, buddy. Appreciate you, man. You know, let Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest get the TV time, have pay-per-views with Edge. And I think it's going to be a good thing. I mean, it's kind of the Brood 2.0, right? It kind of could have been, you know, what the Brood could have been. Ultimately, you know, and we'll see how this plays out. Let's see. But as an old schooler, I do miss the blading foreign objects being pulled from the tights. Dude, I still think they could use that stuff, man, if they do it right. I like what FTR did that before. In WWE, they're doing the whole thing where they got the referee turned around, they pulled out and put it back in their tight. They've done that. They're the most old school team I've seen in a while. And that's the stuff, like, man, I think you can do that. Again, you can't make the ref look stupid, but if you do it the right way, you can make him miss some things or her. Boss B says, I think I did see that Brutus Beefcake was going to be at the Boca Raton Sunday. I think it's him and Connor, I believe, from a Big Con, if I'm not mistaken. You know. Yeah, it's one of the things. I mean, I used to love, I mean, we did a lot of that in the, you know, in Independence. We did a lot of that stuff, man, with the foreign objects and, you know, get the behind the ref's back and you grab it real quick where the fans can see it. The fans are yelling, hit them real quick, you know, duck it back in, the ref, nothing. You know, you can have some fun with that stuff. I mean, again, wrestling has changed. Don't get me wrong. You know, the refs are not as dumb as they used to be, you know, no knock on any of the old referees, but they're a little blinder than the ones these days. But everything evolves, but I still think you can still do things to get away with it, you know? And again, I mean, I remember, what was it? Cowboy Bill Watts came into WCW when he took over, and I can't remember the years, but I want to say it was like 93, 94, somewhere around there. And he ultimately went, and don't forget to hit the like buttons for me. Smash that like button, please. And he actually, any move off the top rope was a disqualification. And it was like, wait a minute. What do you mean any move off the top rope was a disqualification? You know, and then ultimately what happened was in one of the matches, the ref gets bumped, of course, and then they do a move off the top rope and the pin occurs. And, you know, there's so many ways around it now. It's just, you have to be even more creative today than you had to be before. Because I think you have smarter fans. You know, I believe the fans are smarter now, you know, but also I believe the entertainment of that will allow for the older stuff to work as well. You know, it's you can't just, like, you know, pull it out and show it. And then the ref, you know, you know, back in the day, it was like, hey, ref, look over there. And the ref dumb looks that way. And then boom, you know, it's like nowadays that don't work. But in this day and age, again, man, the other thing that I don't like, and you can call me old curmudgeon on this or whatever, is the fact that, man, I mean, it takes, you know, you got to get dropped on your head 5 times. You got to take 16 chair shots. Then you get thrown through a table with thumbtacks. You get set on fire. And then you still kick out at 2. I mean, what the hell do you do next? That's the one thing that, you know, again, and it's old curmudgeon me as far as, you know, that is the only thing that I see wrong with some of today's wrestling is that, like, I mean, dude, I don't even care about the body sizes, but you're going to tell me that, you know, for instance, you know, and I know this was a political thing, but Morrissey comes to AEW, right? Any jobs to Wardlow. One power bomb and he's pinned. But then the week before, this guy got power bombed and then kind of worked his way up to get power bombed the second time. Morrissey got pinned after 1. And it was a thing worked out between Impact and AEW. They didn't want him taking the orchestra of power bombs. But what I'm saying is that it shouldn't take 6 power bombs to pin a guy that's 65 pounds. So we'll see what happens. Who is this dude who keeps attacking Bobby Lashley? He's an angry individual. You mean the big guy? If it's the big guy, that's Omos. If you're talking about the sharp dress guy, that's MVP. Montel Vontavious Porter. I'm not sure which one you're referring to there. Where the heck is R-Truth been? The man is comedy gold. He's on Raw, and he's been doing his comedy. He keeps it going. He just officiated the wedding, 2 weeks ago? And then this week he was handing out the annulment papers and serving them for the divorce. So he's doing his comedy. He's keeping it going. He's keeping it going. Steve said people are calling for the like button, and when I went to do it, I was the only one. I think if you encourage people to like, you should have done it yourself first, but that's just me. I agree. Way to go, Jaime. Just kidding. I love you all. Thank you all very much, man. Do you think Naomi would join the Bloodline in the future? It's funny, Tony, because that was actually, she brought that up. She was like, how am I not part of the Bloodline? I'm married to, what is it, Jimmy she's married to? Jimmy or Jay? I think it's Jimmy, right? She's married Jimmy. But she brought that up in a podcast interview. And ultimately, I don't think that they're ever going to include her in there. I don't know if she can do the heel, man. She just has a bubbly personality. You want to cheer for her. And for me, I mean, I don't know that. And again, could be 100% wrong here, but that the glow thing, it works for her and it works for, you know, so ultimately I don't think she needs to be in there. I think they should bring Tamina into the Bloodline, you know, keep it the Samoan Dynasty style stuff. Don't start bringing in, you know, don't start doing the NWO stuff where you're bringing in cousins and uncles and aunts and best friends. And all of a sudden you got 27 limos pulling up to a show. No. We'll keep it Samoan Dynasty. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. Take a look here now. Let me see. I'm refreshing mine. Yeah, please hit the like button. Appreciate you guys. The tall dude, that is Omos. They're actually in a cage match this week on Raw. So that's who that tall dude is, Omos. He was AJ Styles' bodyguard, and then he turned on AJ, and now he's joined MVP. So we'll see what happens with him. He was the doorman when they did the Raw Underground when it first started. He was the doorman for Shane McMahon And that's kind of where he started his TV time. And then he became AJ Styles' bodyguard. And now ultimately he is Omos, the Nigerian giant. Annoy only in the bloodline, please. I don't know if you got to be annoyed, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I would love to just see, you know, I would love them to bring up Jacob Fatu. Man, there's so many guys down there now that even Tama Tonga, I would love to see some of those guys get in there. And again, a lot of these guys are making better money probably than they would make with WWE doing what they're doing. So they probably wouldn't be there. Or they wouldn't want to go there. They're having fun doing their thing, but man, it could be so good. But the thing is, WWE is not going to do what AEW does with the open door and working with other companies. That won't happen. If they're working with a company, it's because they're going to be under the WWE umbrella more than likely. You won't see a lot of you won't see the AEW in New Japan Pro Wrestling, you know, team up for the pay-per-view Forbidden Door. You're not going to see that from Vince McMahon. And again, the one thing that Vince, I think, gets is that as much as you want to make it being a equal partnership, it's really not. Anybody that comes with WWE is going to bring more eyes to that product than that product's going to bring to WWE. Do you watch Young Rock on NBC? It's a pretty good show. I keep tabs on it. I'm not going to say I watch it every week. I'll go back and I'll binge watch it a little bit on my DVR, but you know, I got Xfinity so I can go back and watch the past episodes. I'll go back and binge watch it at times. I did go back and watch the one with the whole Roman Reigns and that stuff like that. You know, there's ones I caught the first season. I think I caught as it went, and now I'm kind of falling behind, but then I'll catch up. I'll catch up with that in Mayans here soon. Might do that this weekend as well. So they're going to overtime, the Panthers and the Capitals. So we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. If I start crying, you know what happened. You know we're going to game 7 if I start crying, all right? Just letting you know now. You might see some tears here in a moment. Excuse me real quick. All right, WWE is featuring the Boogeyman for Friday the 13th. Makes sense. That it's hard to believe that guy was 40 years old when he debuted. And some of you may not remember, but he was actually interviewing for Tough Enough, and he lied on his application. He lied to get into the first part. They used to do the things where you would do the application. If they kind of liked you, they'd bring you out and you'd talk to whoever the judges were there. And he lied about his age, which is why he was brought in up to the point where he was at. And then when he said his real age, they're kind of like, yeah, it's not going to work. But ultimately, he did get his chance, his opportunity, and Boogeyman was born. And I thought it was a damn good character, man. Awesome character. For that time. I don't know that it worked now. And Steve says the Celtics have forced a game 7, so that's good. But that also means, what is it, Tuesday night now we'll start, right? Or it's going to be Tuesday night anyways, right? I think some of you guys were saying on there. So we'll see who it's going to be. Come on, guys. Hockey's frustrating to watch, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's more because I don't know the whole ins and outs of everything to understand the precision of what they're actually doing. To me, it looks like, oh, what are they doing that for? And then really, they're probably setting up something. But I'm starting to learn a little bit more about hockey. But I've always watched the playoff hockey. Unfortunately, I hadn't seen the Panthers in the playoffs too much. But now, oh, so good. A lot happening. And oh no. Okay. We got to stop. Sorry. I apologize. One other thing I wanted to go over. Let me see, make sure I got this proper. have to find the little outlet here I have written on. Where was it? Cesaro is apparently he's going to be able to start getting booked. And apparently some people have already reached out to him, but his price has been a little bit higher than independents have reached out to him. But they've said he's been a little pricey on the thing, and he hasn't really dropped his prices. He has it set. He knows what his value is. And that's one of the things, of the reasons why he didn't go back to WWE. He had a price that he wanted, and they weren't going to meet that price. And so he was like, all right, then I'll just move on. And again, with the money that he's made, it's like Roman Reigns. You know, at this point, Roman obviously has been smart with his money, and he has enough to where he's good. You know, and everything about Cesaro tells me is probably the same as well. You know, and again, a lot of these guys, if they're smart with their money, and most of these guys in this day and age are, don't get me wrong, you know. I don't know if you saw the video, Jay Lethal and Ric Flair. They did one where they're, you know, are kind of like training in the ring, and now there's a second one out. And then now all of a sudden there's headlines out that Ric Flair might make an in-ring return at 73 years old. I don't want to see it. I don't, man. I don't. I love you, Rick. I love everything about you. I love everything you did for this business, but man, I don't need 73-year-old Ric Flair in the ring. I don't. Do your thing. Do what like Arn and Tully and all them are doing. Stay on the outside. Maybe form a group, a faction. Do something like that, man. We all know you were the GOAT, man. You are doing just disservice to yourself right now, man. And I know you want to prove it to everyone and be like, hey, I can still go. And by the way, the Panthers are moving on, baby. Game-winning goal. The Panthers are moving on. I love it. Yes. Their first playoff series win since 1996. Oh, man, I wish I heard Goldie's call. Man. And Steve, you are 100% correct. That whole thing. And what's funny is, I don't know if you've seen Jay Lethal. He was on with Chris. Why am I drawing a blank on Chris's name? Sorry, I'm trying to find his name here. I want to make sure I give him the proper, because he does great jobs with wrestling interviews, and now he's moved on to other. He was actually on Deco Drive at one point as well. Chris Van Vliet, that is it, Chris Van Vliet. And he had Jay Lethal on the show, and they're talking about that. And what was funny, Sean, do you have the Gotten sound, or is that on Orlando Studio? The Gotten sound. What's that one? I'm not sure. It might be Orlando's. That might be Orlando's. What you're talking there. What was funny about the whole thing with Lethal was talking about it, and he was like, they told him, you know, go to Rick, talk with him. And no, I don't have the horn sound. That's not here. Not on mine. That's Orlando's. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have that one yet. Actually, let me make sure I didn't. I do not think I put the horn on mine. Hold on. No, I don't have the horn. Nope. Sorry. I know this is great. Great you guys watching me here. Nope. I do not have the horn. I apologize. I thought I loaded it up, but I loaded it up on the traveling. So it's on Orlando's, and it's on the traveling set. This is my own personal one here. So I don't have that one on here. So I apologize, Jaime. I apologize. But I'm going to go bang some pots and pans here in a minute. So I can already. Nah, I'll wait till we move on. Did Hornqvist was the one that scored the game winner? I'm guessing that's what's looking there. But I'll go back to the Jay Lethal story. I'm sorry. He went to Ric Flair because they told him to go and see what Rick wanted to do. And, of course, you know, Jay Lethal going to the veteran. Rick, what do you want to do? Rick said, just follow my lead. And left. Everything they did out there was off the cuff. They went back and forth, all off, just playing off of each other. That whole thing. And if you haven't seen it, go and take a look at Jay Lethal and Ric Flair going back and forth with each other. You know, and one of the things that's funny about it is Flair, and he talks about it all the time, Lethal does, is that Flair would make him do Ric Flair in the locker room. Ric Flair would call him and be like, this guy does a great Ric Flair, here, do it. And he'd have him do it right there in front of him. So he knew kind of, you know, going in what he could do. So it was one of those things where it's organic. And those are some of the best moments, man. Those are the best moments in wrestling. The whole thing with, you know, Shawn Michaels, right before he super kicked Ric Flair, right? Ric Flair's in tears, kind of looking at Shawn, waving him to come on. And then Shawn, you know, kind of, you know, if you read his lips, says, I love you, Rick, I'm sorry. And then super kicks him and ends his career for a little bit. And then he went to TNA and it is what it is. But, Verhage scored the overtime goal. Okay, good deal. Good deal. Well, at least now we're going to get a little bit of rest and relaxation because, their series probably won't start until around Tuesday as well. So, man, we get to rest for a minute. That's going to be good stuff, man. And then we got OTA starting up. baby. This is the best time. Best time. But if you have not seen the Jay Lethal and Ric Flair, do yourself and go watch it. And even if you ever go, just watch Lethal with the Macho Man impressions, dude. Jay Lethal is a treasure. He really is, man. I know, you know, he's probably not, you know, one of the most popular wrestlers around, but that guy can, one, he can wrestle, and two, he can entertain. You know, hopefully they unleash him a little bit in AEW as it goes, but we'll see. We'll see how they go. Capitalize that Goldie was hyped. Great score. Yeah, I can imagine, man. I love when he says, let's go home. That is the greatest call ever. I can only imagine that call. Oh, God. I think I can rewind it here. Yeah, I can rewind it. I'll do that in a little bit. But, yeah, man, I want to thank everybody that was on today. Any questions you got, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @Sean_Stanley11. And might have some new things coming out this weekend, possibly a Squared Circle Digest little landing page that I'm putting together just to have something to go to and start getting more of this out to the masses. And I appreciate everybody that tunes in every week and every day, every night, and all you guys that are here every time, Boss B, Steve, Cap for Life, you know, Jaime, all you guys that are here, Ken Sean, Tony, everybody that's here every time with me. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all and love all the support that you give myself, and especially you give, you know, the Big O Radio Show every day. And it's because of you, we get to do this. So, again, thank you all. And in the words of the great Gordon Solie, so long from the Sunshine State.